Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And we have online with us MLB.com Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, let me start you off with this. And I'm still really enjoying what happened this week with the Cubs and Council's return, taking 3 of 4, yada, yada, yada. Anybody talking about this possibly being sort of a trap series, coming off the emotion of this series, and you've got Chicago with 15 wins on the season and the White Sox coming to town?
Well, any series can be that, and especially, you know, the White Sox have a couple of pretty good starting pitchers, and that always influences a series. I mean, I think of that Miami. The Brewers' trip to Miami on that last road trip, that was a difficult series, and part of that was that the Marlins starters made it difficult. And, you know, part of that one, though, was the energy in the ballpark isn't there, so you have to create your own energy after being out at the beach all day. We talked about that, Vince. And
yes.
Yeah, you know, this one's going to be different. A weekend at home, there will be good, lively crowds. There'll be probably some Chicago people again. So, you know, I don't think the energy is going to be a problem in this series, and the Brewers have to take care of business. But the thing about baseball is you just can't predict series to series. You can always get trapped. I remember the A's last year at American Family Field.
Yeah, A's had, like, nothing to play for. We're moving the team. All this is all bad news, and we did not play well.
Yeah, if you have a bad weekend, you can get beat by anybody in Major League Baseball. So, you are always susceptible to a trap.
So, Adam, we heard from Level on the call with Gary Sanchez's big home run in the eighth, El Kraken, as he is known in some parts. Does El Kraken, you think, have the potential to become an absolute fan favorite? Because he's delivered multiple times already this year in clutch spots.
Well, he's like the Manny Pena role, isn't he? And Manny Pena was a little bit of a fan favorite because he'd come up and, Pena was really good at hitting lefties. So when he got opportunities to play, he'd often deliver. And Gary Sanchez has done that a lot. And remember at the beginning of the season, the Brewers saw a lefty on opening day and then didn't see another one for like almost a month. So Gary Sanchez barely got to play. When he did play, it wasn't necessarily the matchups that they wanted to put him in. And now they've seen some lefties. I think he's kind of gotten his feet under him a little bit after missing a bunch of spring training. Now he's got a kind of a bank of at-bats. And yesterday he shows he can play against right-handers as well and have big moments against right-handers. So the Brewers did a great job yesterday with two outs. They did a great job with two strikes. Most of their damage, including that grand slam, which was a full count, came in those situations. And a really big win yesterday. That was kind of, you know, Pat Murphy uses that word relentless over and over.
Yeah.
And that was one of those days yesterday where, you know, they gave up the lead a couple of times, but they kept coming. It's the sort of thing offensively I think that they struggled with last year. They're more capable as an offense of having that relentless nature this year.
I love this team so much, Adam. How good are the Brewers? I mean, when you look at their record, and I admit to, you shouldn't be looking at the standings in May, but I do. But when you look at it, the Brewers have one of the worst records of a division leading team across the league. So, I mean, how good are we?
Well, they're 10 over 500, and that's pretty good.
That's all right.
At the end of May. But look, they have a much improved offense. They have a lot of youth. They have a lot of speed, a lot of ways to beat you. They have a very good bullpen. And they have a starting rotation. You know,
yes.
I don't know what's going to happen with that starting rotation. They need some reinforcements. They've got good news, better news coming for a guy like DL Hall. Is he going to start? They've got really good progress for Jacob Junis. He's maybe going to be in the bullpen. I don't know who's going to make all these starts as they move forward. A guy like Robert Gasser coming up and contributing has been really, really important. I think that's what's going to answer how good are they. How much can they squeeze out of what they have as starting, you know, what kind of starting pitching are they going to have in July, August, September? That's going to answer the question.
7:10 is the first pitch against the White Sox tonight at American Family Field. Thanks, Adam.
All right. See you guys.